Bedtime Bites presents The Dancing Forest and the Lost Prince. Once upon a time, in a kingdom far, far away, there lived a curious young boy named Bo. He had wild, curly hair that bounced when he walked and eyes that sparkled with adventure. Bo lived in a small cottage at the edge of a mysterious forest known as the Dancing Forest. Every night, as Bo lay in bed, he could hear the faint sound of music drifting through his window. The melody was enchanting, unlike anything he had ever heard before. It made him want to dance and twirl, even though he was supposed to be fast asleep. One starry evening, as the music began to play, Bo couldn't resist any longer. He slipped out of bed, put on his favorite green boots, and tiptoed out of the cottage. The moment his feet touched the forest floor, something magical happened. The trees began to sway and move, their branches swinging in time with the music. Flowers sprouted from the ground, opening their petals and spinning like colorful tops. Even the rocks seemed to bob up and down as if they were dancing too. Bo's eyes grew wide with wonder. He had always known the Dancing Forest was special, but he never imagined it could be this extraordinary. As he ventured deeper into the woods, the music grew louder and the dancing more lively. Suddenly, Bo heard a small voice coming from behind a large oak tree. "Hello? Is anyone there? Can you help me?" Bo peered around the tree and gasped. There, sitting on a toadstool, was a tiny prince no bigger than Bo's thumb. The prince wore a shimmering golden crown and a cloak made of soft green leaves. "Who are you?" Bo asked, kneeling down to get a better look. "I am Prince Pip of the Woodland Realm," the tiny prince replied. "I've been lost in this forest for days, unable to find my way home. The trees keep moving, and I can't remember which way I came from." Bo's heart filled with sympathy for the lost prince. "Don't worry, Prince Pip, I'll help you find your way home." And so, Bo carefully scooped up Prince Pip and placed him on his shoulder. Together, they set off through the dancing forest, following the enchanting music. As they walked, Bo and Prince Pip encountered all sorts of magical creatures. They met fireflies that glowed in rainbow colors, rabbits with wings that fluttered like butterflies, and even a wise old owl who spoke in riddles. The owl perched on a branch and hooted, "To find the way, you must not stray. Dance with the trees and follow the breeze." Bo and Prince Pip looked at each other, confused. But then Bo had an idea. He began to dance, twirling and spinning just like the trees around him. As he danced, he felt a gentle breeze on his face, guiding him deeper into the forest. Prince Pip cheered from Bo's shoulder. "It's working. We're getting closer to my home." They danced their way through clearings filled with glowing mushrooms and across babbling brooks where fish leaped and splashed in time with the music. The further they went, the more magical the forest became. Finally, they arrived at a grand tree with a tiny door at its base. Prince Pip clapped his hands with joy. "This is it. This is the entrance to the woodland realm." Bo carefully set Prince Pip down in front of the door. The tiny prince turned to Bo with a big smile. "Thank you, Bo, for helping me find my way home. You've been a true friend." Just then, the door opened and out poured dozens of tiny woodland creatures, all cheering for the return of their prince. They surrounded Pip, hugging him and welcoming him back. The king and queen of the woodland realm emerged, relief and happiness shining on their faces. They thanked Bo for his bravery and kindness, presenting him with a magical acorn that would always help him find his way through the dancing forest. As the first light of dawn, Bo,